This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I think I could speak for all of us that none of us breathed. I mean, we held our breath from about 6 p.m., 5, about 5 p.m. Pacific time, so 8 p.m. Eastern time, until about 2 a.m. Eastern time. We didn't breathe. Both sides of the aisle. I don't understand why I was so shocked at what happened yesterday, because this has been the craziest election ever. You know, you see people at the press at work going, you know, we're going to have another 8 years of Obama, basically. And you saw, you know, a lot of heavy hearts. And then you started to listen to the news. And I think the first thing we all heard that was a little bit of a shock was that Florida was very close. And Trump was ahead in Florida. And you're like, 100,000 votes. 100,000 votes, that's a lot, right? Is that a lot? We all started to figure out what that means. You know, what is 100,000 votes? Does that mean we're going to be going through a whole other Gore Bush thing? Or does that mean, really? And we held our breath. And then we saw that Michigan was close. And then Wisconsin was close. And all of a sudden, half of the country realized that maybe we are going to get some change. The other half of the country starts to panic. And I feel bad for those of you whose candidate did not win. I feel bad. And I know there's a lot of blame going on. There's the blame of the media, which I don't understand, because the media, I mean, was very, very pro-Hillary. There's a blame to FBI Comey. There's a lot of people scratching their head as to, but you want to know who predicted this? The Simpsons. Apparently, The Simpsons predicted Donald Trump would win 16 years ago. Okay, I don't know if you remember back in 2000, there was an episode called Bart to the Future, and it was later referenced in another clip called The Trumpastic Voyage. Apparently, Matt Groening, the creator of Simpsons, said Trump was, of course, the most absurd placeholder joke name that we could think of, and he said that's still true, it's beyond satire, so he doesn't seem to be very, very happy. But The Simpsons had the Trump family in the White House. And it was a very, very interesting episode. Now we all, like, want to watch that. That's, yeah. But I have a lot of hope. I mean, you know, the House is controlled by the Republicans. By the way, many of you are asking about the final numbers. The final numbers still aren't in. From electoral vote standpoint, AP News, by the way, I don't know if you all thought it was completely ludicrous that every news station had a different count. Okay, that made absolutely no sense. I mean, I CNN, right, for the longest time had, 20, 30 votes different, that are, or electoral votes different than the other stations. I don't get that. And Fox News had showed that Trump was at about 256. Meanwhile, AP Network News said, look, Pennsylvania went to Trump, Donald Trump's the president. So while the world is either celebrating or being upset or mourning, unfortunately, the news stations had to wait. The news networks had to wait until their, you know, voting department or their pollster department was able to grind the numbers. Unfortunately, here we are the next day, and we still have disparity in numbers. I think Fox News is saying Trump has about 288 electoral votes. AP News actually has Trump at 279, so still ahead. Most of the news stations had Trump winning the popular vote. We're hearing from AP News that Hillary won the popular vote. Thus far, it's 59,462,813 to Trump's 59,274,003 votes. So basically, Trump won Alabama, Alaska. Arizona is still being counted, all right, but obviously leaning towards Trump. Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, he won. Florida was big. He needed that. Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana. Michigan is still leaning towards Trump. Trump has about a 14,000 lead in that. And I know the election's over, but still. Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska went to Trump. North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio was a biggie. Ohio, I just remember election after election. If you don't win Ohio, you rarely win the election. And Ohio leading Republican was a definitely, you know, helped change the course of last night. Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, a blue state, never expected that. Goes to Trump. South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, and Utah, as well as West Virginia, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. Wisconsin as well. He had about 27,000 more votes in Wisconsin. Now, who went for Hillary? Washington State, Virginia, Vermont, Rhode Island, Oregon, New York, New Mexico, New Jersey, New Hampshire, Nevada. Many of you have asked me, because I live in Nevada, how did Nevada turn blue? Nevada has a Republican governor. It's had primarily Republican congressional representatives, with the exception of Harry Reid, usually Republican senators. And we have a lot of people leaving California to come to Nevada. California is too expensive to live. Too many taxes. It's just too expensive. So you have a lot of people from California moving to Nevada. We welcome you. Listen, I'm from L.A. I was born in L.A., so I'm a Californian also. You have a lot of people from California. You're coming to Nevada. So Nevada can very easily maintain its blue status. Joe Heck, a friend of mine, a good guy, phenomenal congressman, lost his seat to Catherine Cortez Masto, who I think is going to do a good job. I think she's the one that's going to be taken over. She's a Democrat that's going to be taking over Harry Reid's seat. I do have a lot of hope for her. It was hard to see Joe lose. Danny Turkanian, another good friend of mine, lost to Rosen, who's also a very fine candidate. See, when you live in Nevada, you know everybody. And so, it was a lot more difficult to obviously choose sides, but that's why Nevada turned blue. Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Hawaii, Illinois, and then, of course, the C's and the D's went to Hillary. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. And I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. And big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Manny, who is working the dials. All right. So, all right. He's been with us through this all. We have political correspondent and director of marketing at AbbeySite, Ron Futrell. Ron, thank you for being with us on this glorious day.
Cubs win! Cubs win! Cubs. Yeah. You were talking about the World Series and that great upset? Is that what
And guess what? And I'm superstitious, Ron. I think the Cowboys are going to make it to the Super Bowl. This was those years. Cubs win, Cowboys make it to the Super Bowl, and Trump wins the presidency.
They have one of the best quarterbacks, a rookie quarterback that is doing a great job. And Tony Romo is probably on the trading block. now. But that's not what you wanted to talk about, I'm guessing. If only, I'll say this. I've got a million different things I could say about the Trump victory last night. If only Britney Spears and John Mellencamp had done one more concert on her behalf, maybe that would have put her over the top. You know, it's crazy. That sort of campaigning, most of us looked at that and saw the Jay-Z and the Beyoncés and the Springsteens, and we might like them as entertainers, but it was sort of repulsive, I think, to a lot of Americans to say these Hollywood entertainers and these pop stars coming out at such an enormous rate for Hillary Clinton. There may have been a bit of a backlash with that. I think there was. It made me more repulsed the more I saw it. We're electing a president here. We're not picking the Grammy Awards, okay?
Right.
So stop that sort of stuff. And I'm going to guess in the future that sort of idiotic stuff at campaigns is going to end, and this will be the end of that. Now, Barack Obama, he's got a horrific track record at endorsing candidates. Horrific. He goes over to London, says, everybody, turn down Brexit. Brexit ends up winning the Hillary campaign. And you can go down a list of governors that he's endorsed and campaigned for and senators that have just gotten pounded in the elections. That's an interesting dynamic here.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all sorts of the media. This was a repudiation of the media that clearly, unabashedly had a favorite in this election, and they did not care about telling it to us early and often and all the time about who their favorite was. We knew it. It's not hard to see where the media was going with this. And then the other part, and then the polls, and then the, all for the last 3 weeks, what have we heard? I don't see Donald Trump's path to victory. He does not have a path to victory. Look at these states here. Look at this state. North Carolina, he doesn't have a path to victory. Florida's real close. Ohio, he won by 8 points. That's a landslide in Ohio.
Yeah.
And when I saw that, what tipped me off last night was when I saw what happened in Ohio, and I said, this is over.
Yeah.
He won by 8 points in Ohio,
it's whoever wins the Ohio, right? It's whoever is I forget what the statistics have been, but if a Republican wins Ohio, they're usually going to win the presidency.
Yeah, it's been 100 years, I think, of history where Republicans have to win Ohio to win the White House. And this, what happened here was something that I may have said it on your show or another show, but anyway, I've said it this quite often. I said why I think this race is going to be much closer and could lead to a Trump victory is, number one, Hillary is not going to get the same votes that Barack Obama got. You cannot tell me in any shape in history that she would get, that the voters will come out for her like they did for Barack Obama. That indeed happened, number one. Number two, Trump was going to get more votes than Mitt Romney did. That happened, and so that separation ended right there of just a few points that happened in 2012 in that election, and enough for Trump to win. Oh, I do want to mention this real quick, and this needs to be said to your listeners so people understand this. There's been talk this morning about the popular vote and how Hillary is up by a few thousand in the popular vote, and how she's won the popular vote. The absentee ballots and the military ballots in many states have not been counted yet. Those largely go Republican. She will not win the popular vote when those are counted. And the same thing happened with Gore in 2000. So it becomes a part of just the vernacular and the culture that, she won the popular vote. Gore did not win the popular vote in 2000 once those absentee ballots were counted. Same thing will happen here with Hillary. She will not win the popular vote as well when those votes are counted. And that's just... that's putting things in the right context so that everybody understands. When they hear that, the reporters that tell you that are not telling you the full story, and they're not doing it on purpose. They're intentionally not telling you the full story. So
we're talking to Ron Futrell, Director of Sales and Marketing at AbbeySites. Well, also, if you notice, every single news station had a different count. I mean, it was AP News that came out at about 11 o'clock or about 10, was it 10 o'clock Pacific time, saying, look, Pennsylvania went to Trump wins. So while the world is talking about President-elect Trump, all the news stations are still having different numbers. And so and Trump was ahead of the popular vote last night, the whole night. And so when you look at the back and forth, like you said, it's the absentee votes, because that was going to be our next question. How are all the different news stations on the wrong page? Why aren't they all on the same page, you know?
They wanted to be on the wrong page. No, they didn't want to be on the wrong page, but they wanted to be on that page that they were on. They had to be pulled, dragged, kicked, screaming into having to call every state. It was painful to watch them going. I'm looking at the numbers going, okay, you can now call Wisconsin. 2 hours later, they still haven't called Arizona. You can call Arizona now, okay?
I
monitored during much of the election last night on my phone. Thank goodness we got these little computer things in our hands.
Yeah.
I monitored the British press, the UK Telegraph, and the Daily Mail. They called the race for Trump long before even the AP did. They had it out, and they said, it's over. Trump's won. And I'm watching the numbers, and I'm saying, now CBS, ABC, NBC, they've only got Trump at 240 electoral votes, so he doesn't have the 270 yet. But they're all calling it, saying it's done, which it was. And my instincts told me it was. AP was first, I think, of the U.S. media, like you said, to the trigger. And the rest of the media, it was painful. I watched Good Morning America this morning, Robin Roberts and George Stephanopoulos. It was like somebody had died on that set. Seriously. It was their morning show. Good Morning America.
This is one thing that I had said earlier. I think I talked to you about it, or I had said it earlier, is I think the Democrats stereotyped the minority vote to a ridiculous degree where it was insulting and not really indicative of how people want to vote. Like, for example, your Latino voters are not pro illegal immigration. So that's a very insulting thing to say. So when the Democrats are like, look, we're going to cater to the Latino voters because we are not going to stop illegals, that's not what a Latino voter wants. A Latino voter wants a good economy, just like a black voter, just like a woman voter, just like, you know, they want national security. They want opportunity. They want safety for their kids. They want the same thing we all do. And so when they brought up Katy Perry and Lady Gaga and Beyonce to cater to the millennials, that was insulting to some. Like you said, there might have been a backlash because they're like, look, if Hillary can't connect, don't try to talk to us through Justin Bieber. All right? I mean, talk to us. Yeah. We're adults. You don't need to give us the shake, shake, shake song or the roar song or whatever. You don't have to do that with us. And so that's the problem. It was almost insulting with the way they approached the demographics they were going after.
That's what they do. No, you described it perfectly. I mean, you nailed that, what you said. And that, but that's what Democrats and liberals do, is they put people into boxes. They have those boxes. They proudly proclaim those boxes that they put voters into, and the media parrots that and puts everybody into those boxes and says, oh, because of the color of your skin or your plumbing that you were born with, you got to vote this direction. Now, yes, some of those trends absolutely are there and are real, but they discount that, and let's go here with the Romney vote, is that Donald Trump was able to get many more minority votes than Mitt Romney got. That's what the exit polls all say. Even though he was cast as being this person who hates minorities, certainly Romney was not cast as that. But what I believe happened there is that, oh by the way, let me, breaking news here to the Democrats, the constituents that you pander to are much smarter than you give them credit for, and they could see through that stuff, and they saw through it yesterday. You know, that is the bottom line, is their policies are pandering towards those individuals, and I think more and more are able to see it.
Yeah. Ron, can you stay on with us after the break? We're coming up. Can you stay on? Okay.
Another segment. Absolutely.
All right. 1-877 Doc Dolly. We'll be right back.
phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're talking with Ron Futrell, Director of Sales and Marketing at Avisite. Ron, definitely some other interesting things that happened in last night's election. Sheriff Joe Arpaio in Arizona lost his election to somebody he had beat in a previous election. He's no longer sheriff in Arizona. Arizona also declined the medical or the marijuana legalization. So very interesting with that. And we have now marijuana legal in California, Massachusetts, and Nevada. You know, what do you think about some of the other things that, have been going on?
No, some interesting things, and that's for Joe Arpaio there, Sheriff Joe. Yeah. Had a good run there in Maricopa County, in Phoenix area.
Oh, that's right, Maricopa
Arizona.
County, I meant. Not Arizona. Yeah, thanks.
Maricopa County. Right. And so
I grew up there, I should remember.
Run there, certainly, and made a name for himself. And I think overall what he did was try to protect the people of Arizona that are in a war, a border war right now. And I think there's going to be some things changed, certainly with the Trump presidency, in how that border war is fought and
so
how America
Ron,
is going to be protected going forward.
Yeah, so Ron, so how does Trump build a wall with Mexico paying for it? Does he tell Mexico, look, you pay for this wall, and then we increase certain, I don't know, trade deals, or does he infuse money into Mexico? And I mean, how does that work?
No, it's what his plan is to encourage them to do it through increasing trade or making trade deals with them that account into them being able to pay for the wall. Or what he'll do is he wants to get rid of NAFTA. Okay, number one, yeah, is what he wants to change some of those deals there. And I think that's one of the first things he's going to do, the North American Free Trade Agreement, in being able to do that. He could make that argument that even getting rid of NAFTA is going to cost Mexico the amount of money that it would take to build the wall. So he could just do what I just said right there.
Yeah.
And that could be his rationalization behind saying, see, they paid for the wall. Now, what the wall is, when he can do it, I'm not as convinced that he's able to do it as quickly and as economically as what he wants to say he can and will. Do I think there's going to be increased border security? Yes. Yes, there has to be. There is going to be. And he's going to make that happen. But you can use a lot of other things besides a physical wall. We now have drone technology that's being used on the border, will continue to be used. It
right,
builds a virtual wall.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of other things that could be done, that will be done, I believe.
Now, I think Germany just built a wall, right? A 12-foot wall is being built in Munich after locals, they say, raised fears that young refugees would be moving into the area. They say this barrier in Germany is higher than the Berlin Wall. So, you know, I agree with you. It probably was figurative, even though a lot of us thought it was literal. But maybe Trump's going to actually build a real wall. I don't know.
I think there will be aspects of that. There will be places where a barrier is actually needed to protect the country, and for that matter, to help the Mexican government to be able to keep their people. If these are the best and the brightest, as some people have said, that are coming over here, then they should want to keep them in Mexico. If that's the case, I'm saying, and that's the argument that some people will use and say, okay, well then those people should build their own country where they're at. There is no more nation more inclusive than this country when it comes to this. So we have nothing to apologize or feel bad about or feel guilty about by trying to protect what it means to be an American. What it means to be an American is love the values of individual liberty and freedom that we see are going to expand under a Trump presidency. This was a repudiation of big government, and big government means less rights for the people. As simple as that. Wherever it has been done in the history of the world, the bigger the government grows, the less rights the individual has. This government needs to get the skids, drain the swamp. The skids need to be put to the growth of this government and the expansion that Obama, and for that matter, George Bush, has put on this government. And I hope Donald Trump is able to do the things that he says he's going to do. There are no excuses now with a Republican Congress.
Right.
Both the Senate and the House, there are no excuses. If Obamacare is not in the first year done away with, it'll be incredibly disappointing to a lot of people if that's not done quickly. And a lot of other the growth of government, what the EPA is doing with some of its water use across the country and declaring any body of water under EPA rule is incredibly damaging to farmers. This was something that Obama put in place. This is one of the first things that needs to be done away with. But all of those little regulations that are destroying our nation and destroying our economy need to be done away with, and I believe they will be.
Do you think we're talking to Ron Futrell, director of sales of marketing at AbbeySite and political commentator, media personality? You know, Ron, do you think that Trump's going to bring in the? Do you think he's going to decrease the size of the IRS, change the tax code, maybe make it a flat tax?
I hope. I don't know if he could do a flat tax. I mean, that makes a lot of change. You know, he is going to lower taxes. He's a businessman. He understands that when you lower taxes, you do create more revenue for the nation, which creates a larger tax base for the government. That's just what I just said there is so simple and so straight, but not understood by so many people in this country and politicians. That is what his game plan is, and that's what he's going to do, I believe. Now, whether you know, the IRS, one of the stories that's been covered up by the media, the old media, has been this IRS scandal where they are still to this day continuing to go after conservative groups and target them and attack them unfairly, unjustly. And this was done under the Obama administration while it had to be with his knowledge and understanding, or it wouldn't have happened. Okay, right. So he had to direct it, and nobody can tell me otherwise, or it wouldn't have happened the way that it did. That has to stop. The IRS has to be fair. It's crazy. Fairness. Here's, you know, the left talks about fairness all the time. How about let's make a fair IRS? Let's start with that.
Mm-hmm. You know how much money would save? You know, if we downsize it. And by the way, it's interesting. Everybody was so, like I said, they were holding their breath for so many hours last night during the election that once they realized Donald Trump won, within about 30 minutes, we came to the realization that the Supreme Court now is going to get.
By the way.
Yeah. Uh huh. Exactly. Yeah. So, what do you think? Did he already have any people on a short list that he discussed?
He did something that I've never seen a presidential candidate do before, and this was at the request of Ted Cruz. Give us a list of 20 people. I think he ended up with 18 or 19 on the list. But give us a list, a large list of people that you would put in the Supreme Court. And Ted Cruz gave it a thumbs up and said, these are constitutionalists. These are pure constitutionalists that you want to have on your list. And it helped turn Ted Cruz towards Donald Trump. And now with the Republican Congress, there is no excuse for not getting Antonin Scalia, great conservative justice who is a realist and a originalist with the Constitution. He's going to be replaced by somebody of his same ilk, and there may be two or three more over a four-year or an eight-year Trump term that replaced the Supreme Court. That change to our nation will be measured by generations to come in a positive way.
One last question, Ron. Any news on the Senate and what's happening with the Senate races?
There's one more race that's up for grabs right now, and it's Kelly Ayotte.
And
that's the only race right now that I know of that's still up there in the New England states that's still up for grabs. But it's going to end up probably 52 Republicans, and then Joe Manchin of West Virginia. He's an independent, but he's going to caucus with the Republicans. So end up having 53 votes, likely maybe 54, depending on what happens with the Kelly Ayotte race.
But as of now, the Republicans control the Senate.
Oh yeah, and they will. They are going to control the House. They're going to control. And think of how before this election the media was saying, you know, I don't see how the Republicans hold on to the Senate. Boy, maybe even the House is up for grabs. And of course, they will always preface that with Hillary.
Historic,
has a clear path.
Yes, historic. Ron Futrell, thank you for joining us so much. Can't wait to have you back. Thank you so much.
Dr. Talk Gally, to you always. Thank you.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, I know many of you have comments. And texts and tweets and Facebook comments. Let me just get through a couple of them because we really have a lot to talk about. One writes, Doctor, please read this on air. Hillary lost because of the Bernie revenge. We supporters of Bernie Sanders could never get behind Hillary. Hope she realizes what comes around goes around. I found that interesting because when we wonder why so many blue states went to Trump, was it because the Bernie Sanders supporters decided not to vote at all? Is it because they voted for Trump or did they vote independent? But that's a very interesting point. They didn't talk about that in the news, about what Bernie Sanders supporters did, and probably because it's very difficult to find out. We're assuming because so many blue states went to Trump, that many Bernie Sanders supporters might not have been able to get behind Hillary. So that was a very, very interesting point. One writes, Trump needs to repeal Obamacare now and fast. I'm going to, in the next couple days, come up with a plan on how this has to be done. I apologize for not having anything written yet. Usually I have something written and out there for y'all to read. I didn't expect Trump to win. I'm being honest, okay? I was in my pajamas with my blankie stuck in my thumb, you know, getting ready to hear the election results when I got home, and I didn't expect this. So obviously, this has to be very well calculated. This has to be done, you know. I know everybody's excited about Obamacare getting repealed, but we need to slow down for a second here, okay? If you have all these people already reliant on the government subsidies, and you take away the government subsidies, which was going to happen anyway because we're going to run out of money. People are going to be mad at the person who took that away. So obviously that's an issue. And what are we doing with all the patients that are on Medicaid? You can't rip their Medicaid away. So there has to be a very smooth transition. And Trump has 4 years to do it. I understand he's got to start campaigning again in three, which stinks, but I hope he can get the things he needs to get done. But what stinks is I don't want him rushed to do something. Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, was written so damn quickly, wasn't even read by the House that had to vote on it. And we know what happens when you rush something too quickly. So trying to rip Obamacare out of the hands, that's not going to help. So I'm going to be writing about how this has to be done systematically. One of the first things he needs to do is, as of January 20th, any employer that provides health insurance to an employee doesn't get penalized. You're going to get rid of the penalty, but gets incentivized. And they get a nice tax break for every employee. And they also should get a tax break for every employee they hired. So the more people hire, it has to be people, not robots. The more people they have, the more of a tax break they get. So I'm going to be talking about that. I know a lot of people are excited about Obamacare. The problem is you are not going to overnight get a insurance company that's charging $1,300 a month premiums to go back down to $500. It's not going to happen. So we need to, it has to be done methodically. Was Hillary ill last night? Someone wants to know, and one of you sent me a video of Bill helping Hillary, who was stumbling into a car. Okay, so what's going on there? And again, please call in. I know a lot of these came in last night. Call in at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So it was about 2:30. Oh, we got some Visa going on here. Mandy, what's going on? All right, well, we got some music, okay? I guess somebody wants me off the air. All right, so it was about 2:30 in the morning, 2:40 in the morning, and Hillary Clinton supporters were there waiting. And you know what? I honestly, it brought me such pride. Even if they voted for somebody that I couldn't support, I just thought it was very, very cool that you had people there for her. I thought that was very cool. I mean that you had those people that passionate to stand there. Right, and I think it's outside. Was Jarvis Center a enclosed facility or an outside? I don't know if it's open, but it looked cold to me. And you saw people standing there watching CNN, whereas Donald Trump's headquarters was watching Fox News. And you saw them sit there and get upset, and you saw them sit there, and you know, I felt bad for them, but I really felt bad for them when she didn't come. She didn't show up. So I felt really, really bad when they were there all those hours. And here they are, very nervous about their future. Okay? Many of us weren't because we were happy that Trump won. But you had millions of people who spent hours, campaigning for Hillary, spent millions of dollars donating to her. Fought for her on social media, and they are standing there waiting, and it's 2:30 in the morning, and they're told to go home. I've never seen that happen. Now, somebody could say, well, Hillary didn't think that she lost the election yet. They were there for hours till 2:30 in the morning. They would have waited another 15 minutes when it was called. And so, my listeners, and obviously I got the impression that she wasn't feeling good. She was either in bed already, or she wasn't feeling well, and now there's this video surfacing of, her needing, a lot of support getting into the car. And, I thought Hillary looked very healthy during the debates. But it's been very apparent when you're in the media, when you see that when she has to navigate up and down stairs with her plane, they don't allow the media to look at that. And I do believe that she had a body double for the more athletic walks that she had to do. And because you see, she doesn't walk with very easy movements. I don't think it's Parkinson's. I know a lot of people think it is. But she has some balance issues. And, of course, if you have a blood clot to the brain, you have scar tissue in the brain. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if she has some balance issues. That doesn't mean she couldn't run for president. But, I don't think she's a healthy woman. And so when she didn't come out to speak to her, to those people in the crowd that were there for hours, and and they had to work, a few hours later, and she didn't come out to greet them, I figured something was up. So, I really didn't think it had to do with the concession or her contesting it. I just thought she wasn't feeling up to it. And maybe she made the smart move of waiting till the next day to make a speech where she could be fresh and she could be rested, because maybe she just appeared too weak last night. But I just felt bad, for her supporters, because they really deserved to at least have some words of guidance before they went to sleep, because many of them are really, really upset about what happened with the election. Trump was up, obviously. Mike Pence was there. And, you could tell everybody was tired. Little Barron was, yawning. It was like almost 3 in the morning. But, when you're a candidate, no matter how long that election lasts, you kind of have a duty to your troops who fought for you. Some leadership, because, many Democrats want leadership now as we go into a Republican-held House, Senate, and presidency. So I thought that was bad form, but my guess is she was sick. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements, including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produce only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Fortis Synergy 1 made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy 1 and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.